gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Monday.
Hello, hello. Man, it's good. Nothing ever goes wrong in our lives here on the radio. Nothing ever goes wrong. Everything's always super positive.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ah!
That's what we are. So nothing ever, ever, ever goes wrong.
Ever goes wrong.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Living life up here. Back in the high life again.
Back in the high life.
Once again, we're back in it. Oh, yeah. Doug knows what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
That's right.
Never goes wrong when you hear from Matthew from Albuquerque.
That's
nothing
right,
never
buddy.
Goes wrong when you hear from Matthew from Albuquerque either. That's
nothing,
right.
Everything is
hey,
said
guys.
Correctly. Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
I mean, you know.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just waking up. Today's actually, especially it's my sister Taylor's 13th birthday. So,
hey!
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny cause today, since, you know, today's her birthday and that, we have a game at 4:15 at, I think it's at Milne Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're playing Del Norte. I'm not sure. I'd have to check the schedule on the internet, but I don't have no internet right now because I'm on the bus. So
it's Taylor from Albuquerque's birthday?
It's, yeah, it's yours truly's younger sister. So I tell you guys, I'm the older one and she's the youngest.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, so I can't really get too much detail right now. She's probably listening, but yes.
All right.
You know, it's the morning, so yeah, I thought I would say that on the air.
Happy birthday, Taylor from Albuquerque.
Yeah!
yeah. Hey, you know what, guys? For the offer I discussed recently about me going to work for the volleyball team, it might happen. So, guys, at the end of the JV season, which is my division season, in October, which is next month, I think it's the 20th, it's our last game of the JV season. All football schedules will be removed from the website as the JV season has concluded. Now, the varsity schedule will still be available at dvhstalkfootball.com. The reason I'm having to remove stuff, guys, is the removal of this so I can clear up stuff for the Christmas holiday because I didn't really get to do this last year because they didn't have the website at that time.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm going to start putting up like some, you know, season greeting stuff on there. I'm going to start uploading it so it's actually on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to hit the launch button.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, and hey, you know what, guys? Another year calling in to Static Radio. You know what? I tell you guys, it's been the best.
Chicken butt. To...
Oh.
What? You said you know what, and I said chicken butt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's been the best. I tell you, ever since I've been calling in, I was talking to CeeLo, then Mitch came along, and then
left.
Now Mateo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mitch told me part of the reason she moved to middays is because you called her so much.
No!
No, that ain't true. Hey, I noticed what happened. She got her own show. That's what I was told. And hey, I'm glad she got her own show. That's good. You know, everybody deserves their chance to shine.
Matthew,
do you think you could call her
and leave her a message on her office phone? And just tell her how stoked you are that she has her own midday show.
That'd probably make her day, actually.
I think you should.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know what? I don't know what's up, but I try to call her show, and the phone never answers.
You got to keep calling.
Yeah.
It's a very popular show. You have to keep trying.
Yeah. Lunchtime, people want to just call Mitch.
I just went through my notes I have. For the morning show call-in, and for
notes.
Those of you people out there, you remember Justin Caddis and Isaiah Flooded, right? I think I announced him last year.
Totally!
I think one of them is leaving for the Marines today. I don't know if it's Isaiah or JP. It's Brian Isaiah.
Okay.
But, yeah, both of them, they're going to be leaving soon for the Armed Forces. So, yeah, if you guys please out there, pray for them. They're friends of mine. They were leaders of Converge last clear during my freshman year, so yeah, pray for them while they're out there serving our country, guys. It'd be much appreciated. Thank you guys so much.
Be awesome. What can we play for you?
Let's see. This morning, you know, if you guys have anything about, you know, Bravery or anything by Amberlin?
Bravery?
Bravery or serving or something.
About Bravery?
Like, you know, yeah, like, you know, about, I think it's I can't remember the title, but it's about bravery. It's a song by Amberlin, something like that. It's not the title, but something like, you know, inspiring. Something
yes.
inspiring about bravery. Yeah, play
what,
that.
What about What about hearing voices?
That'd be good.
Or,
yeah, that song, guys, it will be dedicated.
You're a self-starter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, self-starter. So, yeah, guys, we'll dedicate that song this morning to Justin Pettis. And
change the world. Change
guys,
the world.
Thank you so much for being leaders of Converge this year.
That's right.
Good
thank
luck.
You, guys.
God bless, and yes. may God be with you out there.
Heck yeah. God bless America.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
man. Talk to you tomorrow. Go
right.
Hawks.
Go Hawks. Matthew from Albuquerque. Man, there's so many.
So many
the
songs.
Resistance.
Symphony of Blase.
Unstable.
To the Wolves. Time of Confusion. Let's play Change the World. That's
yeah?
old school.
Gosh.
Old Amberlin.
Is so...
Wow. I don't think I've heard this song in 11 years. This came out in like 2002.
This is crazy. Taking you all the way back to Blueprints for the Black Market. My request from Matthew from Albuquerque. Old school Amberlin.
Old school.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
If I could write.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put
what
this
is
love in
happening?
My heart.
Like is this VeggieTales?
I guess.
Did you do this?
I did not do this.
Sounds like Mitch. But Celeste is the one that's good at this stuff.
When could this have happened?
I don't know. Sunday? Doug, you know about this?
You don't know about this, Doug, or do you know about this?
Pride up, Doug.
I did find it weird that Celeste had been logged onto this computer when I got in here this morning.
Is there Celeste, dude. Why have we never retaliated? We've never retaliated, guys.
I don't know, but I don't know how to retaliate. What would we do? Just change all our stuff?
Well, I can't say it now.
We're finishing this. Some. We're finishing this. We're not saying the news until this is over.
Gosh, this is obnoxious.
If you're still watching VeggieTales, I don't know what's wrong with you. Correction.
Speaking of, coming up, we got some copies of Celery Night Fever to give away.
Correction. If you're still watching VeggieTales and you're
older
over
than,
yeah,
yes.
you're older than 10, what's up? What happened?
Wait, 10? Jack's 10.
I know. It's time to stop. After this year, he's got to move on.
He's got to move on. Oh my gosh, this is still happening.
Let it go.
This is supposed to be our breaking news music. Oh man,
it's
I
got
think
40. Yeah, that's different too.
If it's this, I'm gonna be really bummed. Yep.
I have a little news flash.
She recorded over both of our news things. We don't have a breaking news theme song this morning.
We can't find it anywhere.
She recorded over both. Gosh. Celeste.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
Don't worry, guys. We're handling it.
Handled.
Take that, VeggieTales.
Take it.
Oh, that redhead, man. She's got to pay.
She will.
She's got to pay!
Today is September 8th, 2014. The number of the day is 67. That's the percentage of Frosted Flakes cereals which are eaten by adults. That's also the percentage with which my heart is filled with hate.
Ah.
67%.
67% at this point.
You know what, though? It'll drop. It's a morning time thing.
It ebbs and flows.
It does.
Usually it happens when somebody from another day part on the radio messes with our stuff.
We're messing with our stuff.
We should call her.
We should call her right now and wake her up.
Right now?
Maybe we should. Here, you start calling her, and I'll read some news.
Okay.
Researchers have found evidence that dinosaurs would use adolescent dinosaurs as babysitters for their young. That's freaking awesome. Doug, can you find more info for that for me, just for personal? I love dinosaurs. Scientists report successfully transmitting a thought from one brain to another brain 5,000 miles away.
Wow.
That's right. They say that they figured out a way to have real telepathy.
That's pretty awesome.
Real telepathy is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to keep calling. We should keep calling for this entire segment.
I just want her to answer the phone. It's breaking news.
It's breaking news.
What are we telling her? What's breaking?
Restless sleep shrinks your brain.
Oh, this is good. That's a real news story this morning. We need to tell her.
Somebody's got to.
I mean, we're just trying to be good friends.
I know. I'm a good friend.
How many times do we get those stupid group texts, like, late at night when we're already asleep?
True. So... The author of a new book claims that he has conclusively...
Hey, Barb, I'm available right now. Please leave your name and your number. That's not
Celeste.
That was Barb. You got fat fingers over there.
Whoops. Sorry, Barb.
Maybe Barb will call back. Hey, Barb! Good morning! Oh, yeah. The author of a new book claims that he has conclusively identified the notorious serial killer Jack the Ripper with a DNA analysis of stains on clothing. Did you hear anything about that?
No.
Super interesting how they did
it. Wow.
Well, they took clothing reported...
Hi, you reached the last strike.
Well, that was the right call, but...
We better keep on calling.
She sent it to voicemail.
We better keep on calling. Keep on keeping on. That's what Colony House says. And that's what we say we're going to do. Because why not? Yeah, so they took clothing found at the crime scene like 196 years ago or whatever.
Hi, you reached the last strike.
She's sending it straight to voicemail. Here, I'll call her from my phone. We'll just let it ring in the background. There we go. Yeah, so anyway, they took clothing found at the crime scene.
Uh-huh.
They used the like six suspects that they have thought were or might have been the killer. For however long it's been forever, and they traced, like, they took DNA from they knew who the victim was.
Okay.
So they took DNA from her descendants, okay, and traced it back and made sure that there was still a DNA link, and then they found other DNA on the stained thing reportedly from the killer, because who else would it have been?
Right.
And they used the six suspects and found, like, and then took descendants from each of the six suspects and found a DNA link going all the way back. And so they think it was this, he was like a Polish immigrant.
Wow.
I got it in here somewhere.
That's crazy!
Yeah, it's really, a new book claims to have pinpointed once and for all the true identity of Jack the Ripper. The book claims a 23-year-old Polish immigrant named Aaron Kosminski was responsible for terrorizing London's East End in 1888, leaving a trail of at least five victims from vicious and bloody murders in his wake. In the book naming Jack the Ripper, British author Russell Edwards names Kosminski as the Ripper after having evidence found at one of the crime scenes analyzed using DNA technology. He bought the shawl of one of the victims at an auction. And used a crime scene DNA expert to have it analyzed. This guy was on the list of police suspects, but there was never enough evidence to bring him to trial. So ever since it happened, he was one of the... They were like, well, it could have been this guy. But they didn't know.
Wow.
But some are claiming the conclusion isn't perfect. For one thing, the DNA expert has yet to make his findings available for peer review, so this is a big deal, and that it would be impossible to determine if the shawl had been contaminated by other sources of bodily fluid after the murder. So they really need to throw this out for peer review, so there can be like... But it was all over. There's a UK paper called The Guardian.
Of the galaxy.
Almost. But it was all over that yesterday.
Wow.
That was the first thing I saw when I woke up and
it's pretty big.
Checked the news. It's pretty cool if it's right. Let's talk a little bit about this whole science developing telepathic means of communications, because that's really freaking cool. A team of neuroscientists and robotic engineers have enabled study participants to communicate from 5,000 miles away using only their brains. The study might be the first proven real example of telepathy. The team used the internet for their real-life telepathy. Oh, it says they got on something called ICQ and chatted with each other.
No way.
No, I'm kidding. You remember? Do you remember ICQ, the little flower? It's a joke. Participants first thought of simple greetings, hola or ciao. Then those messages were translated into binary code sent through the internet. The recipient scientist took the code, retranslated it using a computer brain interface, which then activated a transcranial magnetic stimulation to give the message to the receiving participant. The message was sent from India to France. And like magic, you have real telepathy, kind of. The recipients did not read the message as a voice inside their heads, like telepathy is often depicted in movies. Instead, the recipients saw flashes of light in their peripheral vision. The flashes worked like a mental Morse code, so real computer-aided light flashing telepathy is now a real thing. So, binary coded messages.
That's crazy.
And then it goes, and you would see it in your perith style. And I guess it said, like, hola. Use through the use of the internet and binary code. This is going to be a huge thing, probably for military stuff. I bet if they could find a way to take it out of your periphery and like put it on a screen in front of you, you could get like orders. What? Mateo's giving away secrets.
That's crazy, dude.
Did I tell you about my side job?
Uh-uh.
I work in that hollowed out mountain for the government.
Oh, cool, man.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody. So you don't tell me, but you're my friend.
Okay.
Germany reports that the nuclear accident at Russia's Chernobyl reactor a few years ago has resulted in Germany's wild boars being radioactive.
What?
Radioactive. I am a boar. A big asteroid was in our cosmic neighborhood this weekend, but fortunately zipped right past us. That was yesterday.
That's good.
Huge asteroid.
The moon looks like it's about to zip past us. It's huge today.
Yeah, the moon is huge. And you know how they say, like, well, science would find the asteroids months, you know, possibly years and months ahead, and we would know.
Right.
That's been the premise of a few movies. They found this asteroid, like, last week, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to come within, like, 200,000 miles of Earth, which is close.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, next Sunday. How are we supposed to react to that? It's like, oh, they just found it.
We didn't have time to call Bruce Willis.
We didn't have time to do anything.
Yeah, there's no time.
Ugh. That makes me unhappy. I can't trust it. Recent U.S. airstrikes killed the head of the Somalia terrorist group, Al-Shabaab. So the group has chosen a new leader, of course. According to a new study, action movies make us eat more. Heck yeah. 17-year-old California high school student is under arrest after she sold at school pot cookies that made two girls lose consciousness. Whoa. And in other dinosaur-related news, it's been a big week for dinosaurs. Literally, because scientists say they have found the remains of the largest dinosaur ever. It weighed 65 tons. A Boeing 737 jumbo jet only weighs 50 tons.
That's crazy.
This thing was huge. Me and DJ Bossman Dan were watching videos of the bone, like the excavation last week. It's enormous. It's crazy how it's a big long neck sauropod, if you will. Oh, what did they call it? It's like Dreadnoughtus or something. It's the
that sounds cool.
It's huge, huge dinosaur. 65 tons. You don't mess with that. That
you
thing
don't.
Would step
really
on
don't.
You and
you
then
really
squish.
Don't.
You get squished. You get squished. Did you guys hear about the kid that had autism that got the ice bucket challenge prank pulled on him?
Oh, no.
By the other kids. It's in Ohio. These high school kids. Doug, did you hear about this? Okay, these high school kids did, like, they told this kid, this autistic kid, that they were going to do the ice bucket challenge with him. And, of course, he was stoked. Well, instead of it being normal, they went all carry on this kid. They filled the ice bucket with pee and poop and all this kind of nasty stuff and garbage. And they dumped it on the special needs teen. This was in Ohio, and videoed it. The kid's mom found the video, posted it to the internet. She posted the video to raise awareness about what had happened. And now Drew Carey is offering up $10,000 to find the bullies that humiliated the kid.
Way.
And Jenny McCarthy has offered to double the $10,000 reward, and her now husband, Donnie Wahlberg, has said he'll triple it. So it's at $30,000 to find these punk kids that did this to this poor kid.
Dang.
Yeah, they caught the whole thing on video. It's very, very, very mean.
Ugh. Ugh.
But I'm glad. And Drew Carey's like a Cleveland native.
Right.
And so he's like, no, we're gonna.
Hey, Ohio, yeah, let's make this happen.
And you know, man, I was thinking about those jerk kids. And they're sitting there going, oh, no.
Yeah.
There's $30,000. Because you know they have that one friend that's going,
yep,
I do need a car. And I want to go to college.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we have more news to report, but we got to move on. Somebody stole our breaking news segment this morning. Speaking of that.
We shall have to retaliate at some point.
We will.
Now I'm nervous about the traffic bed. This better be right.
Let's just do it.
All right.
Okay, good.
All right.
All I need to report right now is construction. We have construction 925 in Paseo. A couple of frontage roads, both running along 25. One being I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street / San Antonio Drive. That's reduced to one lane. And then I-25 frontage road north between Asuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street / San Antonio Drive. Been reduced to one lane.
All right.
And then a little further south, there's a road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic, because now it is time for birthdays with Doug.
Oh, snap.
Doug, what if she had changed up your stuff?
I looked at it as soon as I loaded it, and I was like, no, it's the same.
It would be impressive.
It would be. A little harder, though, because I can actually see the file.
That's true.
On my end.
Oh, gotta retaliate!
Today is September 8th, 2014, day 251. 114 days remain in the year. First up this morning.
It's not a lot of days left.
It's not.
Cyndi Lauper.
Model, actress. She was the host of Wild on the E! Network.
I remember
this
show.
She was in the seventh season of Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know who it was.
And she was the host of the show Rockstar on VH1. Brooke Burke.
Okay. That's who I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember her name.
39.
She is 43 years old.
Oh! Man, we are growing old. We are growing old, everyone.
Next up, rapper Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah! He was in the news recently, right?
Was he?
Was he in the news for his girlfriend or something? Who's his girlfriend?
I can't remember. You were right, but I can't remember what the story was or who his girlfriend is.
Okay.
She's like another rapper, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, I can't Google him.
31.
33.
27.
Oh my gosh. These rappers and their money and their young ages! Avicii.
Yes.
We play the song.
Float away through the darkness.
It's this person's birthday.
He's the DJ, though. He's like the producer guy. The one that. I don't think he's the guy singing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either.
26.
23.
He is 25.
Oh, man. We are losers.
Pink!
Yep.
Yeah! Man, it is a day for music. Pink is 30.
My wife sang this to me once at karaoke.
Okay. Yep. Pink is 34.
35 is correct.
Yeah! We got one, yeah.
What?
Elton.
Nope.
Okay.
Matthew Broderick.
Nope.
Nathan Lane.
Nope.
James Earl Jones.
Nope.
That would be Vader.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes.
JTT. Yeah, baby.
It's a national holiday for
JTT's birthday.
It really is a national holiday for
My hair looks like JTT.
Before there was Justin Bieber for her, before there was JT, there was JTT.
There was JTT. JTT.
Simba.
Oh, man, this movie is so good.
Young Simba.
Young Simba. Okay, now we're going to feel old because JTT.
Yeah. On the day we arrived on the planet.
Yeah, this movie, he's like my age. So good. I think he's a little older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say 32.
33.
33
is correct.
Yeah! Okay. Okay.
So that's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, this is the dwarf song from The Hobbit.
Who's the dwarf?
Martin Freeman?
Yes.
Yeah!
He was also the original Jim on the original version of The Office.
He's also Dr. Watson.
Dr. Watson.
On Sherlock.
What else was he in?
Oh, man.
Fargo. He's been in a few movies.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
There we go.
Yes.
Yep. He was in The World's End.
Yep.
Love Actually.
Oh, man. I like Martin Freeman a lot.
Why don't you marry him?
I can't. Yeah. I'm already married. My kids will be so confused.
Yeah.
Martin Freeman is 44?
34?
No, I said 44.
42.
43.
Ah!
You gotta be kidding me.
We were right there.
Next up, an American actor, film director, producer, screenwriter, wrestler, and fashion designer.
What?
He was in the Scream films, Wild Bill, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
David Arquette.
Yes.
Oh, wrestler. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Sydney.
David Arquette. 40.
42.
Which one of the... Who was it that looks like David Arquette in Airheads?
Oh, that was me.
Two.
With my short blonde hair.
Yeah. He's 43 years old.
Demania!
Off by one.
On to dates.
I'll go out on a date with you, Doug.
Okay. Right after this. On this day in what year, U.S. President Gerald Ford pardoned former President Richard Nixon for any crimes Nixon may have committed while in office.
74.
77.
1974 is correct.
Oh! I wish you would have kept playing Sabotage.
Ah!
On this day in what year, the TV series Star Trek premiered on NBC.
Wait. Original Star Trek?
Okay.
Is this the original theme song?
No.
Steve Ryman would be going nuts right now.
Yeah. I have the original in here somewhere.
This is Next Generation, right?
I don't know. Probably.
I only liked it for the ships. Once it wasn't showing the ships, I was kind of like,
They restored and remastered them for the somethingth anniversary recently.
Oh. Okay.
Like with new graphics.
Let's think about this. Star Trek. The Star Trek. You been watching that Star Trek, Doug?
Well, the original movie, wasn't that like in 79 or something? I mean, it was a long time ago. That was the
I'm going to say 1968.
Movie. I'm going to say 1960.
1966. This day, what year?
Yeah.
60 Minutes aired a report questioning President George W. Bush's National Guard service. CBS News later apologized for a, quote, mistaken judgment after memos featured in the report were challenged as forgeries.
2000.
2002. 2004. It coincided with the election.
That makes sense.
Does make sense.
And the number one song today.
Oh, snap.
Okay, think about it.
No, I got it.
You know what year. Instantly. That's what I was talking about. Think about it. When it came out. When did it come out?
Oh, I was going to say 1998.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, I'll say 97.
No, you'd have to go 99. It's definitely not 97. Well, I mean...
97.
98.
It is 1998.
Yeah!
Yep. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, he knows.
I was in the movie theater with Bruce Willis for that movie, y'all.
You went to see it with him?
He sat in the row behind us.
Oh.
For real. And we found his wallet afterward, and his Secret Service guy had to come to the house to get it. And we were like, reward! And they were like, thanks for giving us the
really?
Wallet back.
Is this nothing. Real life?
I promise you.
He left it. Bruce Willis, he left
he
his wallet?
His wallet in the theater, and we found it. He was sitting in the row behind us. Demi Moore's mom had recently passed away, and I think she was from like Roswell or somewhere here. And they were in New Mexico for that.
So why did the Secret Service come get it?
Exactly. We were so bummed. We were so bummed.
Wait, why are we just now hearing this story?
Yeah, what happened?
Because it was a non-story. Hey, we found Bruce Willis's wallet. And
that's freaking awesome.
We called. There was like a card in there. And we called it. And they were like, yeah, we'll come get it.
When he showed up, did you say, hey, let me help you find your wallet? And then he laid down. And then you pulled his shirt up and you started using animal crackers. And you're like, is it over here? Is it over here? Is it over here?
So he had like a, if lost, please call, like, thing in there?
No, there was just a card in there. And it was like a security service type card thing. So we assumed, well, maybe that was who was with him. They took up like the whole row behind us. And like the row was blocked off and it waited until the trailer started. And then they, like, all of a sudden people were shuffling in. And it was like... Just watched a movie with Bruce Willis behind us.
That's cool.
And he's in it. We better love this movie.
We watched and Red 2 this weekend, and
we
he's
did.
In that. And it was good.
That was great. That was fun.
This is Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week.
Boo.
National Assisted Living Week.
Boo.
Housekeepers Week.
Boo.
Suicide Prevention Week.
Good.
You better. This Line Dance Week.
Boo.
It is... Physical Therapy Day.
Boo.
National Boss Employee Exchange Day.
That's okay.
What does that mean?
Iguana Awareness Day.
Ugh, yeah, be aware of
Literacy Day.
Snap you with their tails.
And Date Nut Bread Day.
Okay.
Date Nut Bread Day. I don't want to date any bread nuts. I will say this, though. Fris, the road manager from House of Heroes, he's a bread connoisseur.
Really?
Yes, he tells us about what kind of breads they are. They're fine breads. They
crappy. Needs to be careful, man. Bread makes you fat.
Bread makes you fat. He doesn't really have an intestinal tract or a butthole anymore because he got it all removed because he had a really bad case of Crohn's disease.
Are you just being serious?
Yeah.
Why are you showing this?
He knows it. It's not news to him.
Yeah.
I'll call him after it's over and I'll give him the bad news.
Man.
He knows it.
It's Monday. T-minus 30 minutes until Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, no. That's stupid.
We excited. We got a whole show. A whole show, guys.
Also, we're going to retaliate against Celeste. If you have any ideas that aren't life-threatening or could get us thrown in jail, maybe just funny ideas, you can email them or you can call in and tell us what you think we should do.
I love it. It's a good idea. Help us get back... Our afternoon host. We gotta figure something good out. Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Let's take a quick look at traffic and see how it's going. Maybe you're on your school commute. Maybe you're going to work. Well, good news, there's no accident showing up on our map. If there is one and you see it, you should call us, cause I don't see it. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and Paseo actually looks like it's moving okay. Then we have a couple of frontage roads around that are reduced to one lane, one being I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, and the other being I-25 frontage road north between Asuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street. Also, a little south in the city, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest, there's some... road construction there, so if that's on your commute to work, be mindful, be careful, be diligent, and be alert, and good morning.
Good morning.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, rocking some from scratch burritos this morning.
From scratch.
Have you eaten your burrito yet? Oh, you already inhaled the whole thing.
Yep.
Gosh.
I don't play.
I'm like halfway through. Got a bacon red. Yeah, you can too. 505-338-3669. Solid breakfast. I love it. They updated their breakfast menu, and it's been a breath of fresh air for us over here on this campus of Calvary Albuquerque.
His name is Doug.
Yeah. Well, it is Monday. It is 7:17, and being, you know, the wee ones.
The wee ones.
Headed into school. We thought we'd kick things off a touch early this morning because, hey, we want them to be involved. They love this segment. It's Tao's favorite part of the morning show.
Worst part of my life.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. It's Mad Lib Monday. You love it.
I hate everything about it.
You love it so much. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700.
The children make me want to cry.
That's 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in, play Mad Lib Monday with us.
Monday, Mad Lib.
I realize it's a bit early, but that's good because, you know,
maybe
the children's.
You're on the way.
The children's, guys.
We're doing this.
They
got
to get
kids
to school early. We already got some comments on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are jammed.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what do you need?
I need a noun.
You need a noun. How about zombie stomping boots?
Zombie
stomping
boots.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Zombie stomping boots.
Zombie stomping boots.
I feel like zombie stomping
thing
is more like an adjective because it's describing the boots.
That's true. You're right.
You are right about that.
All right. Static.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing? I love you both so much.
Oh, my gosh, Wooly, I love you.
Where have you been?
Where have I been? I'll tell you, it's been a little bit of a wild 2 weeks, but life is good. Okay. Woke up, had a darn good quiet time this morning, and watched the sunrise. Have y'all seen the sunrise lately?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Every day.
Oh, man. And then that moon last night.
The moon
was
huge.
What happened to the moon? It got injected with steroids.
The moon was mooning us.
It was crazy,
I
dude.
Saw it.
Hey, but you know what? It was a good moon. Because if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely.
That's got stabbed.
Much broken dream, then when I'm out in the main of a big old moon. Yeah, it was a big old moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't even know the words.
Texas just happened right there all over the radio.
Watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of the neon moon.
Why didn't you say it?
I don't know. I forgot them until just now. You put me on a spot.
Chicken
now I had to remember them.
You did that
yourself. Brooks and Dunn. Forever.
Brooks and Dunn, man.
I saw them open for George W. Bush.
Really?
I really
did. He sing?
I really did. It was like, hey, man, Rudy Giuliani's here. And I was like, Rudy Giuliani's here. And I got to shake his hand. I was like, this is exciting. And they're like, hey, before we get to the president, we got some lovely words from Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn
was like, if you lose your bone,
did they sing Neon Moon?
Please vote for W. There's always room here. Yeah,
vote for W.
They for real came out and sang, and it was like, this is weird.
Did they sing Neon Moon?
They sang a few songs.
Memory.
I'm sure they did.
Oh,
they did? Okay. Doug was there. He knows. I had no idea. I was just like, okay, cool, man.
Murray.
Never met a president before. I wanted to meet a president. That's pretty cool.
Wooly,
I need a part of the body.
Man. That was ridiculous.
I don't know.
It was your moon talk, man. Your moon talk just makes us crazy.
Oh, wow. Well, I try. You know, if the moon brings out a little bit of country on Static Radio, I'm all right with
that. There you go, man.
That's a sacrifice of love I'm willing to make. That's
all right.
What do y'all need this morning? What can I do for you?
Hey, man, I need a part of the body.
You need a part of the body. Two left feet.
Yeah.
It is. Those are the parts of the body that you need. Two parts of the body. Hey, before I head out, can I just tell y'all something?
Yeah. Please.
Man, I had to go down to see my grandparents this weekend in El Paso.
Yeah.
And I was driving back. You know that nice little patch between something and nowhere where there's absolutely no radio and you just happen to be without any CDs?
Yeah.
That's my favorite patch. and I was thinking, I know Static Baby out here, and y'all weren't on the radio, but I was thinking about how much I really appreciate you guys, and y'all make a lot of people's mornings, and just to be able to wake up and take a shower and hear y'all in the background and just make me laugh, and and then me get out of the shower and give you guys a call is a good thing.
Yeah!
So, Wooly, you're the best!
I love singing to you in the shower, Wooly.
I really love you guys, and y'all have a good morning, and thank y'all for what you do, because you are very appreciated.
Wooly,
I love you guys.
Thank you for that encouragement. You're the best. Love that guy.
Wooly is the best.
Gosh!
He's the best!
Let's go conquer the world now, buddy.
Let's sing to him right now. Oh, Wooly, I hope you had a good shower.
Wow. Phone lines are jammed.
Mad Lib Monday.
It is Mad Lib Monday. Static.
Hi, guys. This is Claire. Good morning.
Claire, you're the best.
Good morning.
It's cute overload.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't complain.
Are you so excited that school is back?
No.
Yeah, I agree. At least you go to a cool school at Oak Grove, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have tons of friends.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Every single recess, me and my friend just talk.
That's good.
That's what girls do.
That's what girls do. You guys are just enhancing your friendship.
Early. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah. Good. But my sister, she just plays all the time.
Yeah, that's what little sisters do.
The older you get, the more responsibility you get.
Yeah, I know. Bryn's just playing and having fun.
And you're handling
business.
And you're
out there solving world problems, you know? It's what happens. It's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a smart gal, Claire.
You are, which is why I need a noun.
What? Racehorse.
Racehorse. All right.
We got some good nouns today.
That's a good one, Claire.
Words.
I hope you have a good day.
Thanks. I got that noun from my Shirley English book.
Oh.
That's good. That's good.
My sentence book. Not the real one, but my sentence book.
There
awesome.
You go. It's a good sentence book there. Learn lots of stuff.
Love you,
Claire. Be smarter than us.
Yeah.
Remember
Bye.
Us when you're president.
I love you. Have a, good
I love
day.
You. Have a great
you.
Day, Claire.
She's the best.
She's the best.
She's the best forever.
We just need to do Mad Lib every day because everybody's so encouraging to
I
us.
505-338-3700.
What's
up with that?
I don't know. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, Mom Fernando's kid.
It's Aww. Me, Mom Fernando's kid.
What are you doing today?
I'm at school now, and I have a short day.
Good. That's cool.
And I'm staying inside, and I'm sick.
Aww.
Oh, no!
Well, we hope you feel better.
Can't play outside.
All right, we need a very important one here. I need a number.
Seven.
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 Okay. That's a perfect number right there. It's a good number.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope you feel better.
Hey, Steve-o.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
I would just like to send a shout-out to everybody so that we cover our children with the blood of Jesus with this virus that's going around.
Yeah.
I just want everybody just to pray for all the kids in the state of New Mexico. And just do a shout out to everybody who listens to Static, and I love everybody, and I love you too.
Love Yay. You too, Mom Fernando.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 That phrase has always been weird to me, and I understand, like, it's theologically sound and whatnot.
Cover them with the blood?
You just cover people with blood.
No, I get it. We get what you were saying, Mom Fernando.
I know. I love her. She's amazing. I'm not making fun.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. It's a violent image.
It's just always like, dang, dude, just cover all of our
children. Well, we have no connection to the old ways where they used to sacrifice stuff all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it throws me off.
Cover them up.
Cover them.
Cover them with the blanket of blood. Let's continue. With
okay, good.
Monday.
All right. Static!
Hi, guys. It's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia!
Olivia!
What do you need?
I need, wow, just to the point. You don't want to ask how the weekend was. I mean, it was okay, I guess.
Yeah,
but
for real.
Sure. Yeah, I just need a noun then. I just need a noun.
Okay. Bed.
Bed?
Yes.
Olivia, you're a kid. Why do you sound so mature?
I know. You're too grown up for your own good. How old are you now, Olivia?
I'm 11.
Gosh, dude. Jack, my son, is almost 11. Is he going to turn into you? Is he going to be so serious? He's such a goober. And you're not a goober.
Don't call Jack a goober.
He's a goober. He's hilarious. And he's mini-me. So
he's
it's okay.
You're a goober.
But, Olivia, you're so mature and old.
Well, I'm tired.
Let me guess.
So that's part of it.
That's probably why you picked bed for the noun, because you're like, that's where I want
to
be.
It's because she woke up, she was like, gosh, what do I have to do today? I have to go to school, I have to balance my checkbook, I have to freaking pay the mortgage, I have to call my stockbroker, I have to email my business associates.
Jack's like, I got baseball practice in Legos!
We get it. We get it, Olivia.
It's a little different. Boys and girls, man. There you go. All right. Thanks for the call. Hope you get some sleep.
Why, thanks.
Have a great day, 11.
Just sleep during science class.
Yeah, oldest 11. She can't sleep during science class. She's going to take over the world one day.
Yeah, she's
got it
covered. She's got it covered, man.
Just remember us, okay? Just remember us.
Okay.
Okay, thanks,
Bye.
Olivia.
Bye.
She's only 11!
I wish I knew which class.
I could go to work for her!
Does she have... okay, her mom's a teacher, right? Huh. And I wish that I knew which class her mom was teaching, because I'd be like, sleep during that class.
Static!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning!
Oh.
Who is old Captain Grump calling in right now?
Oh, man, Billiam.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Hey, love you, man.
How are you today?
Oh, my gosh.
I think we're okay.
Bill, you just sound like a ray of sunshine on Mondays.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyways, what's up?
I need an adjective.
Oh, man. What? Okay. Kay's laughing right now because what's an adjective?
That's the describing one, like grumpy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that. I like that.
Grumpy. Bill is the man. Bill is the man.
Grumpy.
Grumpy man.
All right, Grumple Stiltskin.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Grumple Stiltskin. Grumple Dump Bill Peterson.
Static.
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
I think you got my email.
Yeah.
What's up, Will Wheaton?
Sean.
This is the Sean.
Come on, man.
I don't look anything like Will Wheaton.
No,
I take offense.
I was thinking you guys look like Will Wheaton and David Arquette.
But that means I sound like Will Wheaton.
And that means I sound like a psycho.
Gosh.
Well.
At least David Arquette was married to Courtney Cox. Come on.
Not
Will
then.
Will Wheaton,
he
really?
He was not married to her then when he looked like an idiot.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
Nah, that's funny, Sean.
Okay,
Sean. We loved it.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys need?
I need a noun.
Hustler.
I'm a hustler, baby.
There you go.
I got you.
Gosh. All right. Thanks for
Have
dude.
A good
you
day,
know
Sean.
Who you remind me of? You know who he sounds like?
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
What?
Yeah. That's what
man.
He sound. No. So you
no.
sound like. Oh. So you sound like. That's what I picture you as. Will
Murphy.
Wheaton. Gosh.
He's getting you back, Sean. He's getting you back.
Have a great day, man.
All right. You too.
Okay. Later, dude.
He emails us and tells us
it's
that
funny.
He thought I looked like Will Wheaton from like Star Trek and nerddom.
Yeah, with a beard.
With
Will Wheaton
beard,
with a beard.
Which is weird because Will Wheaton has a beard.
There were a couple pictures where he didn't, but most of the pictures were like, but he's already got a beard.
Yeah, and then you look like David Arquette, specifically from Airheads. Where
when
he
was a radio
like,
guy.
Bleached blonde hair.
Yeah,
and
he looked like the early 90s,
oh,
if you can
amazing.
Picture it.
Amazing. Static!
This is Thebes.
Thebes!
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good, good, good.
The best of the best people are calling today.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Woo.
This is the first time for Mad Lib Monday for me.
Nice.
This is
at least calling in.
This is
so.
Great.
I like it.
Well, then I got to get you something good. See, next one up was noun. Do you want a noun or do you want to go like celebrity? We got an adverb.
No, I'm good with noun.
Okay.
I'm going to say meconium.
What
nice.
Is...
That's newborn poop.
Ah, that's what I get to look forward to, huh?
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks, man. We're pretty stoked.
We haven't even said
that on the air yet.
We haven't even talked about
it. Yeah, we haven't even talked about that on the air yet. You can't drop that during Mad Lib Monday.
I'm over it. I'm over
yes,
it.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, I mean
because
two.
I just did.
Yeah.
Booyah.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. It was incredible.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too.
All right.
All right.
You can't drop that you're pregnant in the middle of Mad Lib Monday.
I'm not pregnant.
Well, I mean, that
and
would be a science miracle.
You stole it from me.
No, you said it.
No, you
said. You said, oh, that's what I have to look forward to, baby poop.
That could be from beans.
No, because then Thebes was like, I said it. Ah.
Yeah, we're pregnant. I did it. I did it. Doug's pregnant, too. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. That's a, they stole your thunder. They announced it way before you guys.
We don't care.
Doug,
we don't care. We got like
stealing the pregnancy.
We got like 50 likes
thunder
on our picture.
Static.
Good morning. This
Good morning.
Is Sarah. This is Olivia's mom.
What class
Hi,
do you
what
teach?
Class, what? Yeah.
I would never let her sleep during my class.
What's your class?
What is
class
it?
Do you teach?
I teach music.
She's going to sleep. She could never sleep through music.
Uh-huh.
Although, I guess you could.
Lullaby.
Lullaby, yeah. Just
you guys
lull
do a lullaby
right
class? You're like...
Yeah.
Not usually.
Do you allow Livia to have any toys in her life? Like any fun, any childhood, anything? Because she is the most grown-up 11-year-old I've ever spoken to in my entire life.
What did you do?
I could go work for her.
Why don't you... You have to see her at home in her own element. She's definitely not as reserved.
Okay. There you go. Gosh. She's so grown up. I got to go talk to my 10-year-old son and be like, dude, you got to like step it up, man.
I know.
This whole building Legos and video games thing is not working out.
I feel like she's going to tutor us.
Yeah. For real.
I'm going to call Olivia and say, Olivia, can you give me any financial advice, please?
Well, you know, she loves Legos and... She loves comic books now because of you guys.
Yeah!
What is she like?
That's awesome.
Well, what's the one she's gotten? Like, she likes the Avengers, and she's just gotten some of the kids'
cool
ones. And I have to
That's
tell good. You, this weekend, Sterling and his dad got to haul one of the original Batmobiles down to the Comic Con in Las Cruces.
Whoa!
So cool!
Yeah!
That's awesome.
So, Sterling got to hang out with the Ninja Turtles and Batman and all these cool characters all weekend.
There was a Comic Con in Las
Cruces. I didn't know either. I would have gone.
Oh, man, Dawn was in Las Cruces.
Ah!
Dang.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I have to say, too, it's fantastic that Mateo's back because Mitch is nice, but not the same without you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that since he's leaving me on Thursday for tour again.
I'm gonna be gone for another week.
Thanks, Sarah.
Love you guys.
Gosh! You can't tell me how to feel, Sarah! Sarah, since you're a teacher and smart and stuff, I need an adverb.
Slovenly.
Oh, my God.
Whoa,
gosh.
Dude. Whoa.
Slovenly.
Slovenly?
We didn't say word Olympics. We just said adverb.
What is slovenly?
Slovenly means, like you're dressed sloppily and
oh, okay.
like sloppily. You're slovenly.
Slovenly. I just learned a new word.
That's the professional
no
way to say.
No wonder your daughter's so old.
Oh, that's
for
a professional
her age
way to say ratchet.
Oh,
why are you dressed so slovenly?
So slovenly.
And why not?
There you go. All right. We're learning stuff. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Gosh, dude, I'm learning stuff.
The day we connected slovenly to ratchet. That was today.
505-338-3700. 20 minutes into this Mad Lib and we're halfway through.
This is the way you do it.
Static.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
It's you.
Good morning, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny.
Joelle the Nanny!
What's up?
How are you?
Good. We're fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Gosh, we need to do Mad Lib Monday every day.
Joelle, you already answered on Facebook.
Yeah, but she wanted to call
I know, but it was because the there were people still here, and I was scared I wouldn't get to call, but they left already, so.
That's funny.
It's amazing.
Thank you for prioritizing your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I need an adjective.
Ooh.
An adjective. Sickly.
Okay. Sickly.
Sickly.
Yeah.
Are right. you feeling
yeah.
sickly?
A little bit, but it's mostly allergies.
Good.
I think.
We hope you get better.
Thank you.
And rest up, Joelle the Nanny. We love you.
Love you too, guys.
All Bye. Right, later. 505-338-3700. Gosh, we still need a lot of words.
We have a couple on Facebook. What do you need?
I need a celebrity. That's what it says. Celebrity.
Horse.
What?
Horse.
What's that new horse celebrity that Will Arnett voices?
Seabiscuit.
Okay.
That's not him. I can't remember the name of that cartoon, but it's crazy.
I've never seen it.
Biscuit? Have you seen that cartoon, Doug? No. Jamie saw it. He showed it to us. And Dawn was watching it the other day.
I spelt biscuit wrong, I think.
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
Biscuit? Did you spell it? No, it's it's with a C.
Biscuit.
It's like B-I-S-C-U-I-T. He spelled it with a Q. A Q and biscuit, everyone.
You know what? Not all of us have 11-year-olds like Olivia who can tutor us in spelling and stuff.
Yeah, most of us dress slovenly and go to work.
505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, you know, just feeling like an idiot. But what's new?
It's a normal Monday feeling.
I need a noun.
First off, congratulations, Matt.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm going to prolong your Mad Life a little bit longer.
That's okay. That's fine.
We're pretty stoked.
Yeah.
You got any names picked out?
Yeah, we're going to call it Dinosaur Jr.
Stop it.
That is pretty awesome.
My sons really want him to name it Noah. I say it because we don't
know
a lot. Boy or girl.
That's what Jack wants.
Jack wants that.
He'll never know.
Noah,
but if he names it Lot, it'll be Lot. Noah Lot.
That would be pretty awesome.
It wouldn't. I'm not setting my kid up for failure.
Noah Lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
And then every kid by third grade, they all think it's cool in kindergarten and first grade. third grade, they're like, Yeah,
he's
you think you're full of yourself, you
Noah
jerk.
Lot.
We're in third grade. Get it right.
I wanted to name my son Donatello, but my wife wasn't having it.
Yeah.
Donatello.
That's Dawn's name. That's her full name. Donatello.
Stop.
Michelle.
That is pretty awesome.
Lot.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of hoping.
Donatello Bow.
To be honest.
See, Donatello Bow.
No.
That is amazing.
To be honest, I'm hoping that it's a girl.
And then you can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really am. Because everybody I know in Albuquerque has 18 boys.
Right. Yeah, I have three boys.
It was like, I was like, man, Steve-O's got three boys. And then I started looking around, and I was like, wait, they have boys. They all have boys. Everybody has boys. They're all boys.
Yeah, boys. Lots of boys
150
out
boys out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So why would you want a girl then? That just sounds stressful.
No, I'd rather have a girl.
Yeah.
You want a girl in the early years because they're a little easier, but come teenager years, I'm about to find out that myself, but now it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that girls are easier when they're younger, and then the older they get, the harder it is. And then boys are the opposite. It's tough when they're young, and then the older they get, the easier it is.
See, the funny thing is, for me, I'm still a kid, so, like, the younger boys, I haven't had any trouble. It's because I'm in the midst of the Lego grenade.
He's in the grenade.
So, I love it.
You're the one who starts it.
Doug's going to have a girl.
Love it.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Dougie Doug.
See, everybody, man, just great things.
You're going to have a girl, Doug.
I don't have any announcements in my life. I do need a noun, though.
You do need a noun. Let's go with John Deere work. John Deere work.
John Deere.
On a hot summer night, you know Billy Bob loves Charlene.
What? I've never
John Deere Green. You never heard that one?
No, I've never.
I think
heard
that
one.
Oh, I gotta look that one up.
Gosh.
Maybe John Michael Montgomery.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yep.
It feels great being 1-0.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
We've got to do a fantasy football minute.
You beat Oakland. You guys,
Joe Diffie, John Deere Green, Joe Diffie.
Well, thanks for rubbing that one in.
I do what I can. I actually won a Coke off that.
I do what I can.
I haven't won anything off the Jets in a long time.
Amen. You're a true fan.
Yes,
you are. Way to stick with it. All right, man.
Have a good one.
Have a great day.
Hey, you too, guys. Love you. Right.
Love
Bye.
You. Oh, Jets guy in Rio. Yeah, the Jets are 1-0. The Bucks lost.
Yes.
Cowboys lost too, man. Badly. Static!
Hello. Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben!
Hey, Ben!
How you been?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. Dude, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, of course.
You hung true on the line for a while, because Jets guy in Rio was like, blah, blah, blah. Congratulations to Mateo. He's pregnant.
Throw up everywhere. Ben, I'm the first dude that's ever gotten pregnant.
How do you feel?
I don't know how to respond to that.
It's not true. It was a lie. I wish you'd have said, I don't know how to feel. It's good. My wife. My wife's the pregnant one, not me.
Yeah, his wife's the pregnant one. Yeah.
But wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm with Ben on that one.
Be the coolest guy in school.
Ben, I'm trying to get you out of here. I need a noun, and then you can run away.
Okay, a noun. I'll say the sandias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watermelon mountains to the east.
What?
I will see you guys.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
You scared Ben.
Ben's fine. Oh. He's going to live.
505-338-3700. We still need like 5 words. This is the longest.
What else do you need? I got another one over here.
Oh, man. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, what do you guys need?
Oh, man. I need a verb ending in ing.
Verb ending in ing. Flying.
So great. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Have a great
day.
Bye.
Love this segment. Kids. I really think Mad Lib Monday is my favorite segment of the week. So much fun.
Kids.
Static.
What up? You guys need a word?
Yes. I need a noun.
A noun. Okay. How about fence, I guess. I don't know.
Fence?
I guess.
Perfect. Did you look over and see a fence?
You're like, fence.
I saw a fence. I was like, that's it right there.
That's the one. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
505-338-3700. We're
handling business.
Do you need an adjective? Do you need an adjective?
I do need an adjective.
Bodacious.
Bodacious.
That's a good one, Michael Harvey. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Phone lines. We're going to need 2 more words, and we got 2 phone lines full here. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Static.
I am hurt.
Good.
Confused?
Yes.
Offended?
Uh-huh.
You were supposed to have my baby.
You're gonna have to take me on a talk show and prove it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Teach.
It'll be fun.
We're 0-1.
I know. They gave me a tough start. I was going to say,
you guys at least played a solid team in Seattle. We lost to the Carolina Panthers at home. So
to the backup quarterback.
To the backup quarterback, Derek Anderson.
Yeah, your boy Vincent Jackson didn't do anything for me.
Well, no. It's because our new boy, Luke McCown, shouldn't be our quarterback. Mike Glennon should be starting right now.
Well, he's not a boy. He's an old man.
Ah, this is true. He's 35.
Okay, and Glennon was young.
Glennon's young. He's just second year
and
in the league.
And halfway through the year last year, he was killing it.
He was crushing it. And then Lovey's like, hey, man, I'm going to bring in our boy. And he's so true to quarterbacks. Like, he loves his quarterbacks, so there's no way they're going to bench Luke McCown.
Yeah.
It was terrible! Anyways, all right. Okay, man, I need an adjective, Teach. Thanks for making
an adjective.
Just depressed at this point.
Guys, is Reggie Bush any good?
Yeah.
Reggie Bush?
He's playing.
He's okay.
Detroit's playing the Giants.
Yeah.
Think it'll be a good game?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. The Giants suck.
Yeah. Yeah, Reggie's got that.
Well, you know, I have...
I got Stafford tonight. That's my quarterback.
I have 2 defenses. I have the Ravens and the Bills, and I played the Ravens, and for most of the game, they were negative.
Yeah.
And then the Bills came away with 7 points.
Yeah.
Against Chicago.
Yeah, in Chicago. They beat Chicago in
That's
Chicago.
That's weird.
Weird week one.
The most thing I saw, the most reaction, like the number one word I saw was stressful. On like Twitter and everything. It was that game was stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful. I'm stressed.
All of them. Unless you're a Cowboys fan, in which case it was just dreadful.
Is that okay? Romo. Oh, that was the other word
gosh,
I saw. Romo fail.
Romo was 4 turnovers in the first half. I mean, come on.
That's
Romo.
Doug's team.
Ugh.
No, he's not listening.
No, he's a Ravens fan.
That's okay.
I need an adjective, Deej.
Betrayed. As in, Matt betrayed me.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Betrayed.
Next time, we'll try again.
Okay.
And TJ are going to be on Cheater's Hotel on the edge.
Oh, thanks, Deej.
Thank you.
All right.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. Am
Making
I right?
it weird.
Making
Static.
It. You made it weird.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations, Mateo.
Thank you.
If you don't mind me asking, how far along are you guys?
I don't know. A couple miles.
on our trip to the future.
Okay, well, I have seven nephews and no nieces, so we need girls around
here. See, that's what I'm talking about. Dang, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Lots of boys out here. Hey, boys are awesome, though. I have three little dudes that are incredible, and I'm so glad I have boys, because I was at my niece's birthday party yesterday. Mm-hmm. I have stories for days about... Never mind.
Were people giving her Legos? Or they giving her places?
Barbies. Like, she opened a bunch of Barbies, but she couldn't even open her presents because all of her little girlfriends were like suffocating her to death, trying to tear them open, and they wanted to play with the doll, and it was like... I wanted to spank all those kids. It was the worst.
Sounds good.
Girls, you know
girls
what,
are awesome.
Girls are the worst.
I love my nephews. I love my nephews. But my husband and I are actually trying to get pregnant right now. We're kind of hoping for a girl because we're tired of all the boys.
Yeah, but you're a girl, so what do you know? I mean, let's be honest. I'm just kidding.
Part of the reason I want to have a girl.
No,
part of the reason I want to have a girl is because their brains are smaller.
No.
It'll be easier to handle. Right?
I don't think that's science.
I don't think that's science.
Real.
I think that's pretty true.
Oh my gosh. 40 minutes later, the final word for this Mad Lib. I need a part of the body.
A part of the body?
What part do you need?
I'm about
Let's
to
go
find
a
out.
Soft spot.
Soft spot. There you go.
Like on the head?
Yes.
Don't.
Thing used to freak me out with little kids, man.
Man.
Because it's like,
you can't.
You can see their, like, pulse in their brain. It's weird. Yeah. Thank you so much for
Can you still see a girl's brain pulse? Because the brain, it feels like, I don't know if it would reach to the, because it's so small, right? Is that right?
Okay, you know, I'm going to be late to work, so I'm going to have to go there and eat you, Mateo.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's not the smart thing to do. That's proving my point.
See, thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Favorite Mad Lib Monday of all time.
That was a good one.
All time.
We've been talking for
40 minutes.
Yeah, this is good, though. Doug has had a great time. See, look at him shaking that face.
Are we ready? I feel like this is going to be so anticlimactic.
Let me see this thing. We'll
read. Okay. All right. You ready?
Kung Fu. Again, we want to thank and shout out to Claire and Bryn for getting us this Ninja Mad Lib. It's lasted us all summer, and it is the best. We're almost done with
We're almost done with the Ninja Mad Lib, which means we need to go buy a new
Perfect
Mad
timing.
Lib book.
In fact, we've only got, like, I don't know, five of these left.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, this Mad Lib today is called A Ninja-Fied Vacation.
Ooh.
Let's go on a trip. You've worked harder than zombie-stomping boots over the past 7 months, and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You deserve a little rest and relaxation.
I do.
Well, come rest your weary mind and your two left feet at the Ninja Plaza, an exclusive beachfront racehorse for ninjas. This five-bed luxury resort boasts many grumpy attractions, including a breathtaking view of the crystal-clear Hustler. Yep. And a complimentary meconium served every morning at 10 a.m. Or until 10 a.m. That's baby poop.
That's gross.
So not only are you staying at a crystal-clear Hustler, but you're getting baby poop every morning for breakfast.
Gross!
Bring it on. The food, slovenly prepared by renowned sickly chef Seabiscuit the Horse, will satisfy even a discriminating foodie's John Deere buds. John Deere buds. John Deere buds! And you'll love such ninja favorite activities as sandia diving, flying with trained dolphins, or fence skiing across the cool blue bodacious lake. But the best part of coming to the Ninja Plaza is our betrayed staff. They won't let you lift a soft spot during your entire stay, which could be a good thing. They're all betrayed.
Oh,
that's a pretty
Monday,
good. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
The bed made sense.
It did.
Yeah,
it was too good.
That was funny.
It was too good. Oh, man, fantastic. If you missed the Mad Lib or any part of that segment, don't forget, we podcast our show every single day.
Every day.
It's free, mystaticradio.com. You can download the podcast, check it out while you're at mystaticradio.com. Get your tickets. Coming up Thursday, week from Thursday.
Whoa!
Five Iron Frenzy, The Echoing Green, and Archibald. Tickets are $20. Get them now. mystaticradio.com. We'll see you Thursday. September 18th for Five Iron
Declan Green, Archibald. It's going to be incredible.
Now, aren't you guys going to be passing out flyers at UNM soon?
Yeah, we're going to be at UNM, also at the New Mexico State Fair coming up a week from today. Mitch and I are going to be broadcasting because you're going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone.
So Mitch and I will be at the New Mexico State Fair next Monday and Tuesday, actually. Yeah,
that's cool.
Handing out flyers and whatnot and telling the world about Static Radio.
Sounds good to me.
Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
See what's going on
in the morning.
In the morning on the traffic thing.
It's traffic, Drake.
Oh my gosh!
Whoa!
This thing looks like the face of a 14-year-old boy about to go on a date.
There's zits red everywhere.
Yeah. These little things are okay. There's an accident Unser Boulevard Northwest at Lyon Boulevard South at Irving. That's close to where
dude,
I live.
There are a ton of accidents on the road right now.
Let's see. There's Paseo, I-25 and Paseo construction, and traffic is very backed up on Paseo. Also, there's an accident in the right lanes blocked I-25 south at the Big I / Highway 40. That's exit 226. Also, there are animals on the roadway. Caution, I-40 east at I-25, the Big I. I don't know. That could be related.
Whoa.
Let's see. Here on 40, there's an accident. Left lanes blocked I-40 east at Nolasco Road, 98th Street. Also, on 25, there's an accident in the left lanes blocked I-25 north at Avenue Cesar Chavez. Man, there's an accident in the left lanes blocked Bridge Boulevard west at Atrisco Drive Southwest. And there's construction frontage road on I-25 south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, and frontage road north along I-25, San Mateo Boulevard, Asuna Road, and Ellison Street. And we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. There's a lot of stuff going on.
That has got to be a terrible, terrible record for traffic accidents at the same time.
Yeah, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 accidents going on right now.
Man.
A lot of stuff. Be careful.
Yeah. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Here.
Here.
Come hang out with us.
It's here.
It's pretty great. Get your SOPO on. Grab a breakfast burrito, some coffee, get you started on your day. Parchment's Bookstore, connected to it. Go peruse. I know they were having like an end of summer savings thing. Good stuff. Good stuff, people. Speaking of good stuff, I guess it's out of the bag. Our boy
Mateo.
Well, I was going to say our boy Thebes. Called in this morning to congratulate you.
Yay.
You posted a photo this weekend of an ultrasound of new life that you helped create.
New life. When you go to the store and you buy New Life Creation Kit, that's helping.
It is helping. So huge, huge shout out to you, Mateo. Y'all are having a baby.
Gonna have a kiddo.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're gonna have a baby.
I've got a list of words you never knew before having kids.
I want to know those
words. So we're going to help you on this journey.
Let's journey together.
Yes. But speaking of journeys, the long, arduous journey known as friendship. You know, there are those friends in your life. They're just those close friends that you have in your life.
Yes.
That love you, but that also love making your life incredibly difficult.
Amen.
On the phone right now.
Good morning.
One of those friends...
Celeste,
you can catch her every weekday from
Celeste. Hey, Celeste. Hi. Good morning.
You know,
I just kind of got up. So,
do you know why we called you so much?
We called you so much.
No,
I just
woke up to all these missed calls. What's going on?
Well, on the 6 o'clock hour, we do breaking news, where it's all the news, brand new news that is breaking. We do breaking news, and this morning, I was getting ready for breaking news. I hit the news button, and here's what happened. That's not it, because I fixed it. All right, there's the broken one.
Let's see what it says, Celeste.
Let's see.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
No, not yet.
Not normal at all.
You put this love in my heart.
Put it in mono. I can't hear it.
Oh, sorry. There you
go. Thank you.
Celeste, this sounds like you.
It's a great song.
It's not a great song.
Now, was it you that sang this, or...
Actually, I found that in your folder on the R drive, so...
In my folder? I wonder if it was from when we interviewed Larry the Cucumber. We have had him on the show in the past. Great guy. Stellar vegetable.
I was just thinking, we could introduce some new music for New Music Tuesday tomorrow, and I just wanted to bring it out in a creative way.
So you did it during Breaking News?
You did it during Breaking News. And then
Breaking News.
You changed my normal Breaking News bed, so I couldn't even play the regular one. It just kept doing, it kept looping VeggieTales over and
it's okay.
Over.
We had Doug change a couple of things for you, too, so you can be...
Oh, how cute.
That's not true, because we adhere to the 1 Corinthians 13 model that love keeps no record of wrongdoing, and
there
though you have wronged us over and over...
We adhere to that, but Doug doesn't even know what that is.
Doug doesn't
So there's
know.
A couple
doesn't
of things that are different, but you have different segments all through the week, so you'll have a fun week.
You know what's funny, though, is that you're seeing this as a bad thing, and I was... ruining your life, but this is really a good thing.
Celeste,
it's
can
really
you not hear this song?
I did something wrong to you. Hey,
do you hear it?
You have to get used to it.
No,
Daddy-o. You put this love.
You're gonna have to get used to songs
put
like
this
that.
Love in our heart. This
we're
is
not.
True.
We're not gonna let our kids watch stupid movies.
Oh,
no,
they're gonna love. They're gonna love fine movies. They're gonna watch The Master. They're gonna watch Noah.
Oh,
they're
man,
gonna watch The Great
it.
Gatsby.
Stop it right
they're gonna
now.
Watch Fight Club. They're gonna watch
wow.
The Departed. They're gonna watch every.
Your kids gonna have some issues.
They're gonna have very refined
taste. For your emails.
They're not gonna watch any faith-based film. So they'll be normal.
Oh, man. Speaking of the trailer release this weekend for Left Behind, the full trailer.
Yes, it
did. Haven't watched it yet.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
And oh,
I have to go now.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. We're just going to talk to you. We're just going to keep talking to you. Chicken butt.
This isn't over.
Oh, Celeste.
No.
Now, why did she do that?
She dropped the mic.
She just mic dropped us after she got us this morning with this stupid song.
Listen.
This happened this morning during breaking news.
Yeah, it was funny.
This took over our breaking news. She somehow produced this over our news segment.
The best thing is how she waits. Her jokes are well timed.
And
or her pranks rather.
Yeah, because we didn't do it wasn't retaliatory. We didn't do anything.
No,
it
she
was
just waits.
She must have been feeling snarky on Friday because she had to have produced this, Friday or Saturday.
She did good.
Ugh. Good job, Celeste.
Good job, Sally Mitch.
There's nothing we can do but bow to her greatness as a prankster. Yay, she gets us every time.
She gets us every time.
You can catch
time.
Her every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. afternoons with Celeste. She's hilarious. Ugh. Speaking of hilarious, I found a list of words you never knew before having kids. This morning, the wonderful Thebes from Beaumont, California, broke the news that Mateo's pregnant.
Yeah, we put up a big... Well, actually, I guess some people probably knew about it because we made the big announcement on Friday and Fireflight put out this huge thing.
Yep.
All their fans, because they're having to push the record back.
Yeah.
They have a new record that got crowdfunded successfully. And they're pushing that back.
Do you guys have a release date for your baby?
Yeah. It's going to come out. It depends on who's going to direct it because we had Edgar Wright, but he dropped out. So... We'll have to see.
All right. Perfect. I found a list of words you never knew before having kids, so I thought it'd be fun to kind of quiz you on it.
Okay.
See if you could give me the correct definition of these.
Let's do it.
Because you're ahead of the game.
Head of the
Let's
game.
Let's be honest. You guys lived at the Jeter household for a while.
We did.
All right. Roommates.
Also, I've encountered babies before.
Right. Brody Parker and you. Besties. So you might know some of these words.
I've had a couple of run-ins with evil babies in dark alleys. Big cities in my travels. So I might know.
I'm going to give you this list of words. You got to give me the definition.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Number one on the list of words you never knew before having kids, Puffs.
Puffs is a brand of diaper.
Nope.
Puffs is a cereal? Like Cocoa Puffs?
Meh. It's that, those little they're called Puffs. I was going to say,
Are they
puffs?
Like a little food?
Yeah, they're the first little snack food that...
kids
eat. Yeah, I've seen those.
Eat.
I've seen those.
It's like kids crack.
Kids crack.
They're puffs. And, man, they're like carrot flavored and they're like squash flavored. They're puffs.
Okay.
So puffs. You'll need to know those.
All right, puffs.
They look like they're in like a Pringles can.
Okay.
Heelys.
Are those shoes with the wheels in them?
Wow, dude. You are like a rock star. Oh. I mean, you really are.
Those are for kids, though. Those aren't for babies.
No, that's how... Words you never knew before having kids.
All
Heelys.
Right. Let's do it.
Shoes with wheels on the soles, a.k.a. how kids fall on their faces.
Amen. I've laughed at many a child wearing Heelys.
All right.
Now I get to laugh at my own child.
There you go.
I can't wait.
A bugaboo.
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 That is a term introduced by Destiny's Child. Bugaboo is a dude. It's kind of like a scrub. A bugaboo is somebody that won't leave you alone. They call you all the time.
Don't want to be on the side of the passenger's ride.
Well, wasn't there a bugaboo
hanging
song?
Out the side of...
Doug, wasn't there? Wait. Yes. See, Doug knows there was a bugaboo song. All right. Is it a kid's thing?
It's a stupidly expensive stroller that you don't need. I'll tell you that right
okay.
now. Okay. Because you're like, wait, I have a stroller. I have a normal stroller. Somebody gave me a normal stroller, a bugaboo.
Bugaboo!
This one to me is kind of easy, but I've had three kids.
Let's do it.
Onesie.
That is a type of clothing worn by a baby that buttons in the back.
Kind of, yeah.
I had a onesie.
It's a unitard that with like snaps.
Yeah, down here.
Yeah, like down in the, yeah.
The undercarriage.
It kind of like... comes around the bottom and the front. And yeah. There you go.
Do they button in the back anymore? Because I remember when I was a kid. Like,
oh, no,
because your
was
butt,
like the
would,
butt.
Your butt would hang was, out if it wasn't
like
buttoned.
Pajamas. I don't even know if that's... I don't know.
That's a onesie, though.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Those are like the footy pajamas? With like the button in the back?
Maybe.
I don't know. I have dudes. So I just spoiled that one a little bit because I don't even know this word. Enchantia. Enchantia. Words you never knew before having kids. Enchantia.
Sounds like a girl game.
I'm actually a little disappointed because I feel like you should already know this.
Enchantia?
Enchantia.
Is it a girl thing?
If you could phone a friend, I feel like you would call...
Eva?
Yes. Well, I was going to say Kimberly, but...
Enchantia is a girl kingdom.
Huh?
It's a video series based on a kingdom... Is that where somebody lives? Princess Sophia.
Whoa, dude!
Context clues.
A magical kingdom home to Sophia the First. If you guys have a girl, you will be visiting every single day of your life.
Let me stretch. I'm doing so good.
Right now, Brody's big one is the hot dog song.
Hot dog song.
Do you know the hot dog song?
Is that Mick?
Yes.
Mickey?
Good old Mick.
I don't know hot dog. Yeah.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Yeah. Thanks, Mickey.
Mickey, I love you, Mickey. I love you.
Yeah. Ferberize.
Ferberize.
Ferber. Ferberize. Words you never knew before having kids.
Ferber.
Ferberize.
Sounds like a German word. Origin.
Gosh, I want to look this up because the definition is freaking me out. I've never heard this word before.
I don't know this one.
Ferberize is a sleep training method that often leaves the parents teary-eyed and traumatized.
That sounds Ferberize. Terrifying.
Ferberize. You got to look that up. What is Ferberize?
I know you're not supposed to shake the baby.
Oh, that's good. You're already on your way.
I know that.
Ferberizing. Ferberizing. The Ferber method. Oh, okay. It's the cry it out method. The Ferber method is like when a baby's crying and you're like, tough, you're going to bed and you sleep in the crib. Ferberize.
Got it.
I never knew there was a real term for that.
Well, that makes sense, though.
I guess.
Skylander.
Yeah.
Doug, do you know what this is? Doug knows what it is.
To me, the term would have been infinity.
Oh, is this a video game?
Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing.
Disney's Infinity is you can run around and be different characters in different kingdoms.
Skylander's kind of like the same thing, except they're like little dragons and things.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Seen those in the stores.
Bizarre gaming craze your kids would have you spend all of your disposable income on if they...
Nope.
Yeah.
Our children are going to learn to play with sticks
yeah.
and weapons. They're going to defend us.
The Nose Frida.
Nose Frida?
Yeah. Nope. Nose Frida. This one you're going to get right away. Like, come baby time, the Nose Frida.
Is that what you use to pull the boogers out of the little thing?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
I remember
See?
That.
Dude, I had those. Come on!
That used to happen to me.
Man, come on! I'm proud of you, man. You are well on your way.
It's the little rubber
yes.
balloon thing with the tip.
It looks like a little turkey baster.
It looks like the flight of the Navigator flying saucer after it morphs. Sort of. Sort of looks like that. The flight of the Navigator thing was cooler.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're going to line one. Static! Hello?
SpongeBob?
I'm a fan of SpongeBob.
Who is SpongeBob?
I like SpongeBob shit.
You like SpongeBob?
Yes.
That's good.
What does SpongeBob say? There's a whispering
there's
mom.
Bye, little William. Little sweet child.
Who is that?
That was William, that sweet child that didn't want to hang up the other day. Remember?
Oh, William.
Yeah. I remember.
He probably didn't want to hang up yet.
I know, but the mom whispered,
say bye.
Say bye.
Mean it this time.
Mean it.
Mean it.
To say bye. If you're just joining us, the lovely Mateo.
Lovely.
And Don Michello.
Michello.
Announced this last weekend that...
Prego.
Yeah. Mateo's my child.
Prego.
So, I found a list of words you never knew before having kids. Dude, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
You're well on your way.
Oh. How do you sign your baby up for science?
For science?
What if you just want, you're like, hey, we got to dedicate our baby to science. Can you give the baby to science?
You can't.
After it's born,
right.
you give
like
it to
Ender's
science.
Game.
Yeah, you say,
like
hey,
Ender's Game,
take this
just,
baby.
Hey, to space.
Make him be telepathic. Make him be a warrior. Make him be a space astronaut. Send him to the farthest reaches.
I feel like we could come up with a name for this baby. The space baby. The
space baby. He would be like the Gerber baby, but space. The Ferber Gerber.
Speaking of, another word on this list, furbish. I feel like you should know that one.
Refurbish.
Nope, furbish.
Is when you take your broken phone.
Uh-huh.
And they fix it.
So what do you think furbish is then?
Furbish is the first one.
Oh,
when they provide it first.
So close.
Furby.
Huh?
Furby.
The language spoken by our kids, Furby.
Yeah.
And that is until
I
you take out
Furby.
The batteries.
I hate space. Furby so
much. Yeah, my
much.
Kids never had a Furby, ever. What about Sippy?
Sippy Cup.
Yeah!
Sippy Cup.
Gosh, dude. You are going to be the best dad.
I'm telling you, I've encountered many babies.
You know these lists.
I've met so many babies in my time.
Yeah.
When I used to own a country, I would walk around and kiss babies on the forehead to spread goodwill amongst my subjects.
505-338-3700, trying to help Mateo out. We found a list of words you never knew before having kids, and you nailed it.
That's right.
You got, like, all of that.
Except I missed a couple.
Yeah.
Missed a couple of them.
But that's because they
But
were,
I got
like,
that little rubber thing.
One, so if
that's
you have
the
a girl,
important one.
I cannot help you. I cannot help you in any way, shape, or form.
Don says we're calling the fetus Dat. It's a combination of Don and Matt. Dat. Baby Dat.
Dat baby.
Dat baby Dat. Hashtag baby Dat.
Baby Dat.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Chilling. Can't complain.
Good. Can't complain. This is Coach Leo. How you guys
Coach
doing?
Coach Leo!
We're good, man. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right, man. I lost 15 people in my life, and you guys are talking about the kids. Congratulations, Mateo. That's awesome.
Babies.
Yes. Because I'm also working with the kids ministry at work, and I'm just like, wow, there's so many blessings going on right now with the young ones, isn't there?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Blessings. Yeah. Yes.
There's also a kind of a more important issue I got going on, not more important than Mateo's baby, of course, but I'm talking to Coach Joe. He was the assistant coach. He let me know that Luke still has some trophies with him.
No way!
What?
Never knew. Oh, you know what happened? I remember this. It's been like almost 2 years. Coach Leo coached Luke's football team, right? Yeah, a couple years ago, and Chrissy was preggers with Brody. And I think what happened was, like, for the ceremony, Chrissy went into labor, and we never got them trophies. You're right.
I know.
How hilarious is that?
He still has them. I ran into him, and he's like, you know what? I still have Luke's trophies. I don't know what to do with them.
Luke deserves those trophies.
He does, man. If there's one thing he needs, it's another trophy. You know what? Actually, he would love that. So I will have to find a way to get that trophy.
We'll figure out something. If anything, I could just probably either get it for him or send Joe down to the office over there and drop him off for you guys.
Because
he worked for that. He's a star quarterback, you know?
There you go. Yeah, hey, he worked hard for that. That was awesome.
He worked hard
Heck yeah,
for
man.
The
Dude, Coach Leo, that's amazing. He would love that. He would absolutely love that. So, yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Hey, man, well, I just wanted to say congratulations and bring that up.
Thanks.
And I hope you guys have a great morning. You guys had a great ad-lib this morning. I was laughing so hard.
We were, too.
Dude, thanks, Coach Leo. You're awesome.
Have a good one, guys.
You Bye. Too, man. Bye. All right. Coach Leo.
How much money does the government give you for having a baby?
Dude, no, I'm being serious.
I brought a life into this world.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Dawn played a role.
Yeah.
Probably a lesser role.
Oh, my gosh.
But I should get money from the government for bringing a baby into this world. I'm blessing this world with a future.
Yeah, yeah. They will tell you that the baby is a blessing in itself, and that's all.
A blessing in the skies.
That's all. That's all you get. So, yeah, good luck with that.
A baby is a blessing in disguise because it's actually a monster.
The funny thing is, I just read an article about how much it costs between birth and, say, 18 years of age.
Yes. Is it more than probably, like, $26?
That's a little bit more. It's a little bit more, yeah.
We're going to get money from the government. There's a man.
It was hundreds of thousands.
He advertises that the government gives away grants. He wears question marks on his suits.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to talk to him.
The Riddler.
The Riddler is the man.
The Riddler is
Edward
the man.
Edward Nigma.
Yes.
I'm going to find that man.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to talk to him, and I'm going to get so much money.
So much.
So much money out of the government for my baby. I'm going to set my baby up to be the... He's going to be in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
He or she.
It's kind of opposite. You're not going to... Between my three kids and your child that is coming into this world, if we didn't have them, we probably would have enough money for you and I to finally build that spaceship we've been talking about. But instead, we have babies.
How do you give them back?
I kept
can
the
you
receipt.
Sell, can you
no.
sell kids to the
well,
government?
I mean...
Can you sell them to science?
I kept the receipt. I clearly remember
Where
when
does the receipt
Brody
come out?
Was born, I said, now, do I keep... If I keep my receipt...
Does the receipt come after the baby and before the placenta? Or what? When is the receipt? Is there a separate place? Doug? Any information?
Oh,
Doug doesn't know. He hasn't had his kid yet. Maybe ask Shannon. Maybe she knows. Does Chrissy know?
I mean, we could ask her, but...
Hang on.
I just...
Daniel, where's the receipt?
Daniel, we need help. We need help with the receipt. We need to...
When you have a kid...
When you have a baby, you get a receipt. Where does the receipt come from?
Anybody?
No one? No one knows. No one knows about this. The receipt you get. 90-day return policy. No policy.
You don't get one of those.
Money back guarantee. Great.
Okay. I'm going to check. I think you
do. All right. Yeah. Thankfully, mine. You know, I didn't feel the need to like return them or anything. But yeah.
Well, the economy's different than when you had kids.
And I think it's different. There's like a 1-year warranty, but I think it's like
nope.
You know.
Nope.
It just
nope.
Yeah.
I want a 10-year warranty with
yeah.
my baby.
No, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Yes.
That's a car. Yeah. Yeah. You get a better warranty with the car than a child. So, yeah. Yeah. Welcome.
You get a better warranty with a car than with a kid. Why did we have a kid? Does the Lord, is the Lord mad at me? Did he email you guys?
Studio@mystaticradio.com. I can't wait to see the hate mail on this one.
Hang
Coming
on.
Right back.
We got a mail from
you
Chris Bawit Debat. Says, congratulations, Mateo.
Yeah!
That's great news. Made my day. Chris from Austria.
Hey,
thanks,
Chris
buddy.
Chris from Austria.
Bless you.
Shout out to Baba Tabala listening to us.
Does the government
in
Austria give you money for babies?
I doubt it.
We're willing to relocate.
Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Five Iron Frenzy. Battle Dancing Unicorns with Glitter. They will be here.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff, dude. Thursday, September 18th, they are going to be in concert. Rocking a show.
That's cool.
Along with the Echoing Green and Archibald. In fact, Archibald's rocking a little mini tour.
That's true.
Just saw that tweet.
No, they were retweeting Five Iron's mini
tour. They were retweeting Five Iron's mini tour.
Yeah.
So they don't have a tour.
But Mitch, I don't pay attention to the details. I assume it was Mitch, changed our profile picture on Facebook.
She did. She texted me yesterday and said, can I do this? And I said, of course you can. It's Five Iron. Five Iron and the Echoing Green, and of course Archibald, going to be rocking a show here a little over a week away.
We do want to say that shout out and prayers to the family of Mr. Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. He passed away this morning.
93 years young.
Yeah, he, let's see, he died early Monday. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess he got sick over the weekend and things just didn't look good. And he passed away. Chick-fil-A is Steve-O's favorite fast food restaurant in the world, so he wanted to make sure that we talked about it.
Interesting thing is, I never, ever, ever, ever eat there, and this weekend we had Chick-fil-A.
And it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't. It wasn't bad at all.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Chick-fil-A.
Well, that was the thing. You just know, like, when you go to any Christian festival or anything like that in the back, catering, you know you're going to have Chick-fil-A.
I'm not sick of it because of any personal vendetta. I worked there when I was 15, and I feel like I've dealt with it for the next 15 years straight.
Yeah.
Because I was so involved in youth group, so involved in campus ministry in college, in a Christian band.
Yeah.
Everywhere we went, it was either, and we said no pizza.
No pizza, no lasagna.
We were like, please no pizza on our rider. So instantly Chick-fil-A party tray.
Yeah.
That's
how you do.
Oh man. So much chicken.
Which was funny because we were at a college class thing this weekend.
Chick-fil-A.
Catered.
And the funny thing was, when I got in House of Heroes, it was like, no, we don't eat Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Also, I need to go. We just got an email about donuts in the mailroom.
We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. Let's look at traffic.
Take a quick look at traffic. And again, prayers to the Cathy family. Truett Cathy, founder of Chick-fil-A, 93 years old, passed away this morning.
Yeah. Shout out to the family.
Man. Yeah, so prayers for them. But you know where that dude is. Mm-hmm. So, incredible story as well of the founding of Chick-fil-A.
He's getting that number five in the sky right now.
Come on.
That's what he's doing. There's an accident. The left lane's blocked. I-25 north at Avenue Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. And it is, if you're northbound on 25 behind this accident, a little south of the accident, you're down to about 8 miles an hour for traffic. That sucks. Also, we have an accident, Unser Boulevard Northwest at Lyon Boulevard South at Irving over on the west side of town. Also on the west side, we have an accident, O'Ray Road at Ladera Drive.
Oh, yeah.
So watch out for that. We have an accident to report. The left lane is blocked. Bridge Boulevard West at Atrisco Drive Southwest. Also, tons of construction going on all around town. Some highlighted spots include Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway's reduced to 2 lanes. Also, around I-25, we have a couple of frontage... I-25 and Paseo, we have a couple of frontage roads that have been reduced to 1 lane. 1 lane being I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. Right there at San Antonio Drive. Also, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street. So be careful, watch what you're doing, and pay attention. Again, it looks like traffic is super backed up around the accident at I-25 north and Avenue Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. If you are northbound, you get to listen to us a little bit longer.
There you go.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Get your tickets. Five Iron Frenzy coming up Thursday, September 18th. We are 10 days away.
I'm mad about it.
You're going to be gone.
Well, and that's not why I'm mad. I'm disappointed I don't get to see Archibald and Echo and Green. I don't care about Five Iron.
You've
seen them play enough.
Well, you've toured with them.
I'm just kidding. I am disappointed I'm not going to get to hang out with those guys because all of those dudes
are pretty stellar.
And I want to say this because when we first announced the show, people were kind of like, but wait, aren't a couple of those guys like they've walked away from the faith? Yes. Scott and Andy have very publicly walked away from the faith. All the more reason for you to be a freaking servant and a Christian if you see those guys at the concert.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're not... Andy and Scott, we know those guys.
Yeah, and they're cool guys. Scott is one of the nicest dudes I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And he's actually the guy that put up the big blog about it, about why, and he's had an interesting journey.
He has.
And this is no reason for you to fly up in there and give them 10 reasons why they're wrong, because that's not going to go anywhere.
Although, in order to fly up in there, you would have to purchase a ticket, which is the reason why I've been upset.
Yeah, that's the main reason I'm upset.
When we were talking about bringing the show to Albuquerque, New Mexico, our Facebook page blew up with people saying, I'm there, you guys got to bring this show. It does cost the station thousands, and this is a fundraiser for our station, and we're just hoping to break even.
Yeah, so, which stinks, because everybody was so stoked.
And that's why it's a wonder, you know, hey, get your tickets. And we had such a surge the day that they went on sale that it was like, wow, this is going to sell
out. This is going to happen.
Immediately.
Nothing.
Get your tickets, they are $20. And 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. It is our next fundraiser, and it's how we go to the bosses and go, hey, you know what would be a great fundraiser for us? This concert. We think it would be great for the station, good fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, man, how's that fundraiser going?
And they look at us like, and you want to bring Freedom Fest back, you dummies.
I mean,
you dumb kids.
It was good. It was good. It's been doing good. Oh, okay. Well, remember how you guys were talking about Reliant K coming to the West Coast? Yeah, probably going to pass.
Doing that mm-hmm tour? Yeah, I can't do that. You remember Amber Lynn's final tour? Yeah, I can't do that.
MyStaticRadio.com. Get your ticket!
Now.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
So this is supposed to be on the radio with my co-host, but I don't know where he went.
Hey guys, this is Maya.
Okay.
Take my headphones off your head.
I'm so glad to be here today.
Man, it's good to have you in studio. I was worried there for a second that you weren't going to make it back in time. I don't know where you ran off to, Teo.
I went to the bathroom again.
Oh, man.
I have a condition.
You have the bladder of an infant.
It is the bladder of an infant.
Oh, wait. No, it's because we announced this morning that Dawn's pregnant, so it must be that you have the same...
The baby is squishing my bladder.
Sympathy bladder.
It is reducing the size of my bladder.
That is the best terrible impression I've ever heard. It's like
I'm enjoying coughing. Yeah.
DJ Bossman Dan in studio hanging out with us. That's your Mateo impression?
This is Mateo. This is not DJ Bossman Dan.
You sound like, I don't even know what you sound like. Keep talking, Mateo.
I am talking here on the microphone.
It is a slower version.
We went and got donuts this morning.
I just figured it out. Forrest Gump. We went and got donuts.
We went and got donuts this morning.
I feel like my aunt.
Shut up, DJ Bossman Dan.
Oh, man.
Over in the corner, mimicking my voice.
Amazing. Shout out to whoever got donuts this morning for the crew, because some crazy deliciousness going on in studio right now. We can't even focus.
I had bacon.
Yay, there he is. Maple bacon. Have fun. DJ Bossman Dan, everyone.
He didn't turn the headphones on.
I didn't know what to do. I thought you were gone, and
was getting a fork for the donut.
Oh, I already cut it in half for us.
I ate half of it.
Oh, wow! You already ate your half? It's pretty amazing.
What do you think I was doing?
Well, you and I have been talking. Here's the thing. You got a baby on the way now.
We've been talking, but we're not dating yet.
No. Still in the very, you know, the friends phase.
As soon as it's legal.
Why do you have to go there every time? And then I just get nervous and don't know what to say.
That's why. I enjoy the aftermath.
No. Dude, hey, we're friends.
I enjoy the afterbirth.
And friends.
I will be enjoying that.
I'm going to be helping you. Here's the thing. I'm trying to help my friend.
Help me.
This morning, made the official announcement. You and your lovely bride, Dawn, baby!
No, I'm baby.
It's pretty exciting.
It's going to be fun.
So, I know with babies come responsibility, come financial responsibilities.
Financial crisis.
Man.
The economy!
We are a listener-supported station.
Oh, no!
Being a listener-supported station, you can understand our salaries.
Hey, man.
So, that being said,
when
I found a list.
When we say salary, we mean that term very loosely.
Very loosely. I found a list of online careers.
Ooh.
To help us, because yep. both of us have been trying to figure out a way that we can subsidize? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Okay. Get more money.
Because we figured out that you can't exactly hire your kids out for labor.
Yeah!
It's illegal or something.
I keep asking Jack's coach in Little League when he's going to start getting paid for playing baseball on the team. I guess you don't get paid to be in Little League.
Lame.
It's weird. How that
donut's
works.
Just out of your reach, isn't it? It's so good over there.
Mm. I'm waiting.
Donuts. Mm.
So I found a list of online careers for us because, dude, we need some cash. Let's do it. All right.
Wait.
Number one.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Ghost tweeter.
I'd love to.
A ghost tweeter. This is a real job. It's an online career. The world of social media, internet, have opened up a whole new slew of occupations.
Yeah?
A ghost tweeter. At Farringdon Social Media Agency.
Love it.
We are social. They have 15 writers and editors who work with account managers, researchers, strategists to create tweets for clients.
Creating tweets for clients!
Each day starts with the newsroom. The morning headlines are discussed. Talking points chosen. Then writers pen engaging updates.
This pen's pretty good, apparently. No, this is how...
This is real life!
This is how people get in trouble, when they let other people control their social media.
Right, people like us. We could get a job as a ghost tweeter.
Oh.
All right?
Man.
Hey, look, I need help right now. Give me my next update. Give me my next tweet.
All right, you need help. What do you need help with?
This is the job. This is all you have to do for the job interview. This is your job interview right now. I want to be successful in life today. It's Monday. People expect a lot from me.
Mm-hmm.
My next tweet, write it.
This is what you need to do.
Okay.
You need to inspire others.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Okay.
So you just say, it's time to kick up this Monday to a fun day. Am I right? But instead of am I right, you're going to say A-I-R and then I know right, I-K-R. These are hashtags.
Oh, okay.
So, or we'll do hashtag am I right spelled out,
okay.
And then hashtag IKR, and then you'll put hashtag me RN, which means me right now, and we'll put up a picture of Will Ferrell making what the Will Ferrell meme.
Dang, dude.
And he'll be looking all studious, and that's what it'll say, time to kick this Monday up to a fun day.
I think you're hired.
Thank you.
I think you just got my job.
I'll do it.
That's awesome.
I only cost... $50,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
You can't put a price on art. You can't put a price on genius.
All right.
So I'm going to need benefits. I'm going to need a yacht.
Apparently, you can put a price on art because the next job...
Artist.
Social media censor.
Oh, I would be terrible at this job.
Yeah, yeah. Rihanna, Scout Willis, Bruce's kiddo. Had their account suspended earlier this year after failing the Instagram's no nudity rules.
No nudity!
But here's the thing. Who decides the rules?
Doug.
Instagram and Facebook combine in-house moderation with work done by contractors in Europe and Asia. So we'd have to relocate.
Live. Yeah, I'll move to Europe.
We'd have to relocate. But at Tumblr, trust and safety manager Nicole Blumenfield, she's a former lawyer, heads a team of 11. They're alerted to problematic photos by users, and they make decisions according to the site's community guidelines.
That's
those are real
what
people.
I'm talking about.
That's a real job.
I would love to do that.
Surfing the web for nudity, but like to get rid of it.
That sounds like a legit job.
Number three.
Hashtag nudie booty.
Online careers you probably never heard of that you want. Troll hunter.
Yes. Yes. Doug would be the best troll hunter in this world.
Dude, troll hunter.
Doug,
not just a terrible Danish film.
Doug is the best troll I know.
Mm.
And Doug, you're not a troll. But he could hunt them.
Yeah.
He could hunt them down. Doug, did you see the movie Troll Hunter? Watch that.
It's no, you should not. It's
yes,
so,
you should. We watched that with you.
It's so bad.
It's wonderful.
It's so
didn't we
bad.
Watch that with you? Wasn't that a Waverly and Jeter's movie?
The second time for me.
Okay.
Yes. Doug. I saw it in Nashville with Steven. We were bored.
Yes.
And we were like,
yes.
Hey, we're going to Netflix this. And I never finished it because it was so bad. And then Waverly was coming through and I was like, hey, you ever heard of this terrible movie, Troll Hunter? And we actually finished it.
We finished it. We yes. finished what we started.
Gosh.
Except we didn't ever, ever, ever finish a second album. But other than that, Waverly always finished what we started. Also, we didn't finish our video series. We never quite welcomed Coon back into the band.
Dang, dude.
There were lots of stuff left unfinished, but other than those things,
yes.
we finished everything we started.
If you guys ever had, like, you know, because bands, you know, they have those reunions like 20 years later.
Yeah.
You guys could come up with a new album and call it Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Risky
where
Business.
You write songs, you could reintroduce Coon into the band and say, hey man, sorry, this was supposed to happen back in, you know, 2009. I don't even remember when that
no,
was.
No, that's when we kicked him out in 2011. And so it would have had to
so
have been.
Unfinished Business. And what you do is you just reintroduce everything over the years that should have been relayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have and that's your record.
We need to call Dave.
All the songs are, can we call Dave and I can pitch this idea?
Let's call him.
Oh my gosh. We're talking about online careers you probably never heard of. I just started a new career. It's called band management. And I'm going to make this happen right now. Oh, what happened?
It's starting.
Oh no, it did. But it.
How did that work?
Wait. What is... Ah! No!
What happened?
I pressed the wrong button. I'm trying to... What did you do?
This one.
Oh, okay. Calling Daverly. I hope he answers the phone.
I hope he's at work. We should call him at work. We should call him at work.
What's his work?
We could call him at Forever 21.
Oh, is that... He's
Hello.
At work?
Hi, my name is...
Calling Dave. From Waverly, lead singer. Now,
hey, this is your boy Dave.
Oh, no, he's at work.
He's at work.
He's at work.
Okay, I can't call work.
Yes, you can.
Oh,
let me find the number. Oh, I've got it.
Are we gonna call? Okay, wait. This is like the actual.
Yes, that's the store. We're gonna call Dave at work. We're gonna call Dave at work.
Is he gonna get in trouble?
Probably, but that's okay, because he hates that job.
Oh, here's the thing.
Way.
Secretly, we're trying to get him fired so that you guys can
yes.
reunite, and then you could do
10-digit collection failure.
What
does that mean?
I don't know. It's long distance.
Long distance is no longer a thing.
It is a thing.
Long distance hasn't been a thing since the late 90s.
It's before 5 p.m., so it's 12 cents a minute.
No.
No?
I don't know.
Are you sure? Calling Daverly out in Tennessee, front man of Waverly.
Now, let me handle this, because we're calling a place.
Thank you for calling Forever 21. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. I am looking for Mr. Dave Stovall. Is he at work?
I don't think he's here.
Oh, he's not
what?
There. Okay. Well, tell him this is his insurance adjuster. My name is Matthew Lott, and we have a very important phone call for him, and he really needs to call us back.
It was
okay.
We needed to talk to him like 12 minutes ago.
We do. I need you to take this number down, please.
Okay. Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
Is he like a manager or something?
Me?
No, not you. Sorry.
Oh.
Emily, we know you're not a manager.
And Emily, by the way, you're on the radio right now. You're on the radio. We have to let you know that.
With
so that
insurance
you
adjusters.
Don't freak out. Yeah. Insurance
He's
adjusters.
He's a liar.
Calling on the radio.
We are insurance adjusters, so yes, we are liars.
But we are.
Oh, my gosh.
We are also on the radio in New Mexico, I promise. So.
Wonderful.
I have to let you know that now. I don't know if you knew this. Did you watch Dateline last week with Mr. Stovall?
No.
You didn't see the episode with Dave Stovall?
No.
Okay.
Well,
you need. Are you a religious person?
Yeah.
Okay. Pray.
Pray. Pray,
okay.
Emily. Emily, pray.
Yes, I'm praying.
Okay. Also, pray for Jess.
Okay.
She's your boss. Pray for her.
She's the boss?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She's the not Tony Danza.
How do you know these things?
I don't know anything.
He's the boss.
I'm so confused.
Don't
I'm not
be confused.
Lie.
We need you to tell Dave his insurance adjusters at Static Radio Insurance called.
Yes.
Tell him Steven and Matthew need to speak to him promptly.
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 Promptly. Is there a T in promptly?
There could be.
Promptly.
Oh, my gosh.
This is serious.
Emily, Let me ask you something. How's the store looking?
It's looking good.
Who's the manager right now?
Emma.
Emma. Okay.
Emma Wright?
Tell Emma that Matt Lott says hello.
No.
Yes. That's all. And you need to get Dave to call us back.
Okay, I will.
Promptly.
What was the number?
505-338-37019.
37019?
That's
yep.
it.
Great.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right.
She'll never get us. She'll never know. Thanks to DJ Bachman.
Do you think she kind of wanted to know that that was wrong? That there were too many numbers.
Here's
there?
The thing.
Do you think she noticed
I
that?
Wanted to talk to Emma, but Emma is from Britain.
Oh.
And
they have a different set of language.
Yeah, they have no curse words in Britain.
Ah, got
and
you.
It probably would have been hilarious. And in fact, 10 out of 10, it would have been hilarious. But we would have gotten
we could
in
have
trouble.
Lost our
the
jobs.
FCC would have been
would have
upset.
Been like, hey. Well, I'm glad we at least told that girl that she was on the radio.
Yeah, she needed to know.
I really wanted to pitch this idea to Dave. It's such a good idea.
Who else could we call?
Who else could we call right now to pitch an idea? We're trying to make some extra income.
We
if
should
you're just
call,
joining us.
We should call. Let me find.
Because here's the thing. Announced this morning, Mateo.
Yes.
And his lovely bride, Dawn, expecting their first child.
What?
That's exciting news.
It's very exciting.
With that comes a lot of money and a lot of responsibility. So we need an extra job right now. I found a list of online careers that nobody's ever heard of, like troll hunters who basically look for sites trolls.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How about this one? A Pinterest consultant?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. For $45 an hour, this chick, Vivian Neal, she works from home, gets $45 an hour to suggest improvements to existing boards.
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy!
It's awesome.
Ugh! All right. We're trying to figure it out.
Who else should we call? Could we call Coon?
I feel like we have these ideas, but Coon's not really a decision maker.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
What if we call...
Let's be honest.
What if we call Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
That might work.
Original member. You know, member of the band. He's probably at work, too. Gosh, I have a list.
There's so many options.
Coming up, I want to let everybody know, less than a month away, our three-day share-a-thon.
Yes.
It's hitting October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Please be in prayer for it because, as we said, we are a listener-supported station. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff like this during the share-a-thon. A lot of friends going to be calling in and lending their support through the airwaves. So we're really, really excited about that. Really excited.
We're so excited we just peed our pants right now.
What?
There is urine everywhere.
Stop. Who are
we're
you?
We're up to our knees in urine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It smells awful. We've been drinking coffee for 4 days.
4 days straight.
Doug knows what I'm talking about.
All right. I feel like this last job is probably what we needed to have here, and yet we did not have. Therefore,
is Mitch at
troubles
work yet?
Could be happen. Not no. No.
She comes in, we could call Mitch. And talk to her and see if she wants a new job.
Well, they're currently accepting applications for a damage controller.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Thanks to the internet, past misdemeanors permanently available for public consumption online.
Okay.
You can enter digital reputation.
I like that.
Things and go, hey, look at this. Let's see. Let's Google this person. Well, a damage controller, a digital reputation manager. Their job is to clean up clients' online profiles.
The digital damage.
Their clients include politicians, celebrities, and even ordinary people. Whether it's like been the victim of a smear campaign, someone whose ex decided to publish some indecent things.
Yep.
So there you go. All you have to do is manipulate the first 6 pages of Google results.
I can do that.
So you create positive websites, you adjust their coding.
Oh, I can do that all day long.
Yeah, totally, man. We can make so much money.
I do that every time we get a nasty email.
There you go. And speaking of money, we want to remind you guys, mystaticradio.com. Five Iron Frenzy, a week from Thursday, we'll be here at the Lobo Theater. It's Five Iron, the Echoing Green, and Archibald. Tickets available now.
Am I right?
You is right.
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm right, too. I am sad.
Is it time already?
It's already going to be 10 o'clock and Mitch has to get in here and do her show.
Y'all, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy show. If you missed any part of it, especially this morning's Mad Lib, which I thought was fantastic.
It was pretty good.
Get over to mystaticradio.com, get your tickets to Five Iron, and download the podcast. It's absolutely free. Tomorrow, of course, New Music Tuesday. Suggestions from listeners. One being Weezer, new Ooh. Weezer. We're going to share some stuff with you. If you would like to share some stuff with us, studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address. You can send in your suggestions for New Music Tuesday. We're playing brand new stuff for you to vote on.
Brand new stuff.
That could be making its way to the airwaves.
That would be exciting.
There you go. That's it for us. We'll see you again mañana. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Mystatic.